Mr. Tom Dalton interview. 12th of August. What's the date? 14th of August, 1994. Mr. Tom Dalton was the younger brother of Colonel Patrick Dalton, who was second in command of the Irish Bandera during the O'Duffy Volunteers' intervention in the Spanish Civil War. Now, yes, okay, can you say it?
What do you want to say?
Just say what, count up to ten.
Count up to ten.
Just count up to ten to test the machine. One, two, three, like that. You do that?
I don't get no.
Just count up to ten.
Just say anything you like. Say
one.
That's fine.
Two. Three.
That's fine. Thanks very much.
Do you want to hear that now? Just to check he's got the right volume level, you know? Do you want to check it before you carry on now?
No, it's coming through all the time, see, when we're talking. Okay. Now, Mr. Dalton, we've agreed that you would give an interview, but that I wouldn't actually quote your name in any publication. Now, can I first ask you, how did you first hear that your brother was going to Spain?
My mother died in 1935, and he just... That's what they call it. He wouldn't have went if my mother was alive. Do we know? He was an officer in the army. The Free State Army.
He was a serving officer at the time.
He was a major in the Irish Army.
And he actually was serving at that time?
No. He came out in 4 years after the establishment of the state. There was a mutiny in the Curragh.
Yes.
He came out that, but don't put that in there.
Right.
I know my sisters are very sensitive.
Okay, right.
So, what did he do then in like to make a living?
He worked in Dublin with a bookmaker, Joe Cunningham. So that's he was there up to the time he died.
Right. And do you know how he decided to join O'Duffy? Was he a member?
He was a personal friend of O'Duffy.
He was a personal friend.
Yes.
He was a personal friend of O'Duffy's. Was he a member of the National Corporate Party?
Oh, he was no, only a supporter of it.
He wasn't a member?
No.
Was he ever a blue shirt?
Yes. He was in charge of the blue shirts in Dublin.
Ah, I see.
I see. And do you know how did he come to hear? I'll rephrase that. Why do you think, apart from your mother's death, what motivated him to join? And what did he think he was going to fight for?
Well, it was just, but it made me like more or less for religious, which it definitely was at the time. If you read that thing over there, that's from a priest there.
Was he a strong Catholic? Was your brother a strong Catholic?
Oh, well, not extra. Just average. Like us all. Yeah.
You were 10 or 15 years younger than he.
I think I was about 18.
18 years. Do you remember that he heard, for example, about any atrocities that were being committed against priests or nuns in Spain?
But he never spoke. But I know he did.
And he'd heard about these atrocities before he went to Spain?
No. The Spanish Civil War was kind of... It was only at the start, and it was nothing at the time when they first went. They were there a good while before the main crowd went from Ireland.
But he hadn't heard, before he volunteered... He hadn't heard of any of these atrocities.
I couldn't say so, because I need to say, when you're in an organisation like the IRA, you learn to keep your...
Yeah.
He wouldn't say anything in front of the like of us at home.
Sure.
There are too many mouths there.
Would you say even though he was what you describe as an average Catholic, would you say you were an average Catholic family or a strong Catholic family?
I'd say we're a very strong Catholic family.
Yeah.
I mean, is there now? See that cross up there? That cross belonged to an uncle of mine. And he was in charge of one of the colleges in the Newbridge College.
So you presumably you would have priests in the family and so on.
There's two priests. My sister's present home on holidays. She's a nun from America.
Yeah, yeah. And do you remember your brother at the time? I mean, do you have a memory of him going away?
Well, actually, I haven't much, for the simple reason that he was arrested in 1917. Wait, now, I'll show you. This will explain it to you. Sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, shall I hold it between you?
Yes, go ahead. Yeah, unfortunately, you see, when it's running off the battery, you can't stop it. So, Mr. Dalton, your brother died in 1956.
Yeah.
You say you were a strong Catholic family and so on.
Fighting Catholics.
Fighting Catholics, fair enough. Did you feel at the time you were 18? You were in your teens. You were a teenager.
Yeah.
Were you a blue shirt yourself?
I was.
And did you wear the uniform?
Well, I was in the uniform, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And did you go to meetings and so on?
What?
Did you go to the meetings?
Well, I used to. I was very strong with going to the meetings. Oh, yeah. Yes, I missed none.
Sure. And you were an admirer of General O'Duffy himself?
Oh, well, I met Duffy once or twice, you know. But
yes.
He wasn't what I would say, you know. He was a bit advanced from me.
Oh, of course, of course. But you revere his memory, you admire him.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, and he had a very brave, courageous career during the War of Independence, of course.
I put it to you like this. To mind the War of Independence, any man that was in 1916 was a man.
Quite.
Put it like that.
Now, do you remember, I mean, you were about 17 or 18.
I was born in 1915.
Right. So you were just over 20, you were.
Yeah.
And you say your brother didn't let you go. He wouldn't let
he
you
wouldn't
go.
Let go, no.
But you wanted to.
I did, yeah. I volunteered and he stopped me. He stopped my other brother as well.
So you and another brother?
Yeah, but I suppose he said one was enough.
One from the family?
One.
Yeah, but if it was up to you, you would have gone.
Yeah, no, definitely. But I honestly don't believe I'd have went if he wasn't dead.
Oh, of course.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Now, did you, apart from your brother, did you consult anybody else about your desire
no.
to go? So it was between you and he?
I'm one of me, you make up my own mind.
But was your father dead at that time?
Father was dead, yeah, he died in 22.
So he was effectively your guardian?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, no, he wasn't.
But I mean...
He didn't live with us.
Ah, I see.
He was, at that time, he was in Dublin, as I told you.
Ah, yes, he was working in Dublin.
When he came out of the army, he went to Dublin.
But did he...
He used to come down every second week.
But nonetheless, you respected his opinion, Tom, didn't you?
What?
You respected his opinion when he said he didn't think that the two of you should go.
Yeah. Head of the family.
He was head of the family, really,
yeah.
And you respected that.
Yeah. Well, certainly.
Right.
Good.
It made no difference anyway, because I had the power to stop me.
Do you know of anyone else who wanted to go and couldn't go? Or
another brother of mine. He's dead.
Any of your friends?
No.
You didn't have any friends who wanted to go? Right.
I did, but then he did go.
And
he's a priest now. Whittle is his name. But
Whittle?
The other road. The two brothers went.
Whittle. And you think he's still alive?
Yeah, I think the priest is alive.
Have you any idea where he might be living? Do you know where he might be living?
Oh, he's in England someplace.
Ah.
And I do know this. Did you come across? Yeah, do you know the military road? There's a grotto on it.
Here in Waterford?
Just straight up from the bridge. No, straight up. No, you knew it would go like that, but follow the straight line up.
Yes.
That's where we came. You know,
yes. He lived just, because there's a grotto, he lived just around that grotto.
And the castle?
He had a bakery. Bakehouse.
Yes. And did you know there was someone still living in Waterford who went to fight for the other side, for the Republic?
Yeah,
a man called O'Connor, who has been a Labour Party councillor here.
He's John DeMal. They have a kind of a guest house, John DeMal.
I see. Now, what do you think, if I might ask you this, do you think that the people who went with O'Duffy got any proper recognition, or do you think they have been rather ignored by politicians and historians?
They were left down by the politicians.
You don't think they got enough?
They didn't get enough. Nothing.
Enough recognition?
Nothing.
Yeah. Do you think, for example, they might have had some more recognition from the church itself?
They could. The government at the time in this country turned their back on them.
Yeah. Yeah. But do you think they might have had more recognition since they went to fight for the church, many of them?
They'd have had thousands more if the government had to allow them to go. The government stopped them.
Yeah.
When they were going from here, no, they went from Passage, just down the road.
Passage East, yeah.
They had to have fellas here leading them a couple of years for safety from the military, from the forces, so to bring them down to where the ship was. That's the way that was worked.
And the Garda, were they trying to stop people as well?
Yes, but they were under orders to do it.
Yeah. And do you think that they now, for example, is some time that they should now be given some recognition and some honour? It's about time someone said that they should be regarded as honourable men.
Well, they couldn't regard them as dishonourable men.
No, sure not. But what I mean is, do you think they might have had some more recognition from the church? Or they should have had?
No, I wouldn't say from the church.
But don't you think they went to...
Because anything that they, like, the church went to... The church didn't go against them.
No.
You see, the church's guys have to be kind of neutral in all these things. You must be honest about that.
Yes. So you think that the church really did appreciate what they did,
Definitely the church appreciated them going.
Yes. Well, that's very interesting. It's been very kind of you to speak to me, Mr. Dalton, and I do assure you that your name will not be used in any publication.
What are you going to do about that?
What's that now?
The
sermon. The sermon. No, I won't take that, but I'd like...